And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to you right around the country. This next 60 minutes dedicated to your health. It's the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Ed Phillips welcoming you, and you can listen in via our website as well, houseofwellness.com.au. Our one phone number you need, no matter where you're listening, whether it's Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, or Perth, is this one, 131873, and our experts are here to entertain and guide you over the next hour or so. I'm joined by Channel 7's Daily Edition Delight, Sally Obermeter. Hi, Sal.
Hello, and happy Sunday, everybody.
Hooray. And as always, the head wrangler, the wizened pharmacist there, dispensing medical advice and calmness, and medical herbalist to boot, is Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed, and the smiling Sally. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you sound a little choked up, Ed. Are you okay?
Well, it's bushfire season. It's something we're going to focus on. And Queensland, of course, in particular New South Wales, has been blanketed in thick smoke. It must be for the best part of the last week or 10 days now, Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Unprecedented, really.
Yeah.
And they were saying air pollution levels reached such critical levels, certainly through New South Wales, that breathing it during the week, some experts said it was the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes. Some experts calculate it as a pack a day.
Mm.
Listen to me, I'm a snuffleupagus, aren't
I? Know. And you can hear it everywhere with everyone, young through to old.
You can see ash on cars and furniture and dust and whatever has been driven up by the high flames, the high winds, etc. Really quite unprecedented. They said, there's some comparisons saying that the levels of life-threatening particles in the air on, I think, Wednesday in particular, when it peaked, were worse than those seen in Beijing and Tehran, Karachi.
Wow. And these are places that we know have
Bad.
Are very bad. So when people say it's, you know, two times Beijing, you're like, wow, okay. Mm. You get a sense of really what you're dealing with.
Note to self, don't visit there. Yeah.
It'll be terrific when we speak to our expert who's coming up on this minuscule solid particle matter that we are really concerned about. And, you know, it's always been with us because it's one of the issues of diesel, that just when you walk on a road or a footpath, you kick up this particular matter.
Okay.
And it's good that it's in the news at the moment because it's going to highlight some of the challenges we have as we become more polluted.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to that chat. But particular matter, Ed, we'll be talking about that a bit.
Looking forward to that. Dr. Kerry Hancock will join us. She's the chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs, and they have a specific interest in respiratory medicine. So she'll be our first guest coming up. I mean, for those who are asthmatic, it's been especially difficult. Your daughter is one.
Yeah, she's one. She's had a really hard time. And it's hard, I'm finding, with her, because my other daughter isn't an asthmatic. She's resistant. She doesn't want to take the puffer. It's kind of, it becomes this whole rigmarole, you know, multiple times a day, because a three-year-old doesn't realize they're gasping for breath, you know, and enough to kind of go like, oh, yes, I need that. You know, so there's that whole added, I don't know if anxiety is the word, but, you know, like stress level attached to it for people who, in addition to the physical element, there's the emotional part of it, I think.
Absolutely. And for those who aren't asthmatic and are finding their breathing is strained, it's particularly stressful.
Yes.
And no coincidence, I got my first cold in about a year and a half.
There you go.
You know,
there
this
you
week. Go. And I'm like, is it the cold? Is it because of the particles in the air?
Yes,
yes.
And all of that.
I'm the poster boy for today's discussion, aren't I?
Well, you are, and you've had a shave as well. It's just brilliant. And look, the important part in all of this is that particulate matter introduces an inflammatory cascade where all of these things can go on.
Yeah.
And I have mentioned once or twice over the years the importance of keeping your nose clean.
Yes.
Yes.
And therein lies part of the challenge, which will make a difference to your little girl as well, Sal.
Ah, Okay.
A very close link between the issues that happen in your nose and the issues that happen in your lungs.
So back to the nasal flush.
There we go. And I figured if I shaved, the whiskers wouldn't trap all those particulates that you were talking about. So
of course.
It'll just bounce off my face.
Yes.
A little later on, we're going to chat about one highlight in your A to Z of vitamins this morning. What's that going to be?
It's going to be energy production, Ed, something that I know at your age you need. Coenzyme Q10, very important to help energy production at cellular level. So we will touch on that briefly a little later.
Sometimes, Sal, I think he's got me in a sprint to the coffin. I'm not sure, but this is his secret agenda. Also, we're into the kitchen, something Christmassy. It's only, well, what are we, December 8 now, 17 more sleeps.
We are so close. So I thought I would do for you guys a black rice and mango salad. So this is one of those beautiful dishes that has the wow factor, but it's very affordable to kind of pull together. It uses a lot of pantry staples, but the secret is really in the dressing. And the dressing is, it's one of those ones where you look down and it looks like everyone's licked the plate clean. There's just nothing there, which is what you want at Christmas.
And Sal's delicious creations are on our website, of course. There's a recipe tab at the top of our page, houseofwellness.com.au. Our callers will be a feature throughout the hour. 131-873, we like to remind you all. 131-873, and all our callers who go on air today get themselves in the draw for a very timely $100 gift voucher to go and spend at Chemist Warehouse. So many great Christmas ideas there. Gift ideas. 131-873, we'll have your calls across the next 60 minutes or so. All right, stand by, we'll get our breath back. We know breathing has been difficult for so many across the East Coast with all the bushfires, and we'll chat with our first expert right after this. Dr. Kerry Hancock is joining us here on The House of Wellness next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Marc Jacobs Daisy 100ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Menopause can be a confusing time in a woman's life, and that's when it's time for Promensal from Chemist Warehouse. With the onset of menopause, estrogen decreases and women can experience a range of symptoms like hot flushes and night sweats and mild anxiety. Well, Promensal's key ingredient, plant-based red clover isoflavones, mimics estrogen. It offers you safe, pure and effective support during your menopausal journey. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. And if symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Sydney in particular, Australia's largest capital, is experiencing some of the worst air pollution ever seen in the state. That's thanks to the heavy bushfire smoke that's currently smothering fair chunk of New South Wales and into Queensland as well. We've been told conditions are well above the highest index level of hazardous. So just how dangerous is bushfire smoke for our health? Dr. Kerry Hancock joins us. She's the chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs, Respiratory Medicine Specific Interests Network, or RACOGBRMSN, as we like to call it, and save ourselves some time. Hello, Doc. How are you? Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
I'm something of a poster boy today for the bushfire-affected breathing. I'm very snuffly, not normally so, but I'm one of many millions, I dare say.
Yes, I'm sure. It's pretty bad there.
Kerry, this particulate matter that we're so concerned about, can you tell us what that causes and where it comes from? Is it always in the environment? What's the background to that?
Okay, so we know that wood smoke and, you know, the smoke from the bushfires does have a number of components, but the one that we're concerned about the most is this particular matter. So it's organic matter. And it is various sizes, but the one that concerns us the most is the one that's really, really tiny, the 2.5 micron particulate matter, or what gets called PM2.5, because it is so tiny that it can get right down in deep into the lungs where the air sacs are. So it doesn't get, it gets past the normal filters that we have in our airway, like the, you know, through the nose and the upper airway. And that's probably why you're a little bit, you know, croaky or affected at the moment, because your upper airways have caught some of the other particulate matter.
Yeah, right.
But for, you know, when it gets right down into the lungs, it can cause inflammation there. Sure. So it is a problem for people who have chronic lung diseases, such as, you know, who are already at risk, like people with asthma, COPD, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, and also the people with heart disease, because it's thought that those tiny little particles may even sort of get past the barriers down in the little air sacs and even into the bloodstream, and therefore cause inflammation. I mean, our lungs are an amazing organ. If we spread out our lungs, the surface area is about the size of a tennis court. Wow. So there's a lot of lung that's being exposed to the environment. And so for people who are healthy, then maybe not too much of an issue. But those who are young, those who are, because our, you know, our children have, their immune systems are not as sophisticated as an adult. They're a little bit more vulnerable. For people who are elderly as well, because they often do have these underlying heart and lung conditions. Pregnant women who have asthma, because we know that asthma flare-ups can be quite harmful to pregnancy and the unborn child. So we, you know, and Sydney's had many, many, many days now of very poor air quality.
That's right, with, so with no respite in sight, really. That as you sort of we're looking down the barrel of, I guess the weather map. They're saying there's actually not going to be any rain probably until the end of January at best. So we've still got a long way to go. So that, I guess, begs the question, Doc. Like, what's the long term effect of this? Is it something that the body can get rid of, or?
Well, it is. I mean, I think the evidence for sort of sustained exposure is a little bit controversial about whether people who are healthy, whether these months now of exposure to the particular matter is going to be harmful. I mean, we know it's not good for anyone to be exposed to, you know, air pollution and poor air quality, but it is the group that are already vulnerable with a chronic, who already have the lung conditions and the heart conditions, the young people, the pregnant women, they are the ones that we're concerned about, who really need to try and lessen their exposure as much as they can. And I know that's easier said than done, but it's, you know, things like for everybody, not exercising outside when the air quality is so poor, for those vulnerable people to try and, you know, remain inside as much as they can.
Kerry, in the southern states a few years ago, we had the thunderstorm asthma. Is there a connection?
There's no direct connection. Thunderstorm asthma comes as a result of it's people who are already sensitized to ryegrass, but the connection is that when the ryegrass pollens burst and the little tiny bits of ryegrass also can be breathed down into the depths of the lungs. So from a sort of pathophysiological way, they have that it's very similar, and it's breathing in something that can get right down into their little air sacs and therefore cause a reaction. Okay. And that's a more of an acute thing, you know, it happens very quickly, and happens in people who are allergic to ryegrass. It's just that they didn't know they were allergic.
Doc, we're seeing a lot of people wearing face masks, and there's all kinds. There's like the really sort of thin paper ones. I've certainly seen people wearing the proper, almost like a painter's mask with a filter on it. What do you think? Are they worth wearing?
Okay, so what we do know is that the ordinary face masks are absolutely useless. They need to be the special face masks, and they have to be very, very firmly fitting. If there's any leak whatsoever, then you've lost all the effect from them. So they have to be the special P masks, the ones, and they have to be very firmly fitting. So people who've got facial hair, you know, guys with beards and moustaches, if they can't fit very firmly, then the smoke is still going to get through there. The particular matter is going to get through there. So the normal paper surgical masks are really not doing anything, because the particulate matter can still get through them. What can help in people who are inside and who have got the wood smoke may have snuck into their house is that the filters that have the HEPA, the HEPA filters on them, they can reduce the amount of particulate matter that's in the air. But obviously we can't put those outside and get rid of it.
We've seen them on golfers this week, unprecedented scenes, right, really, in the Australian Open. Six of my buddies flew in from Melbourne for the weekend to do a paddling race in Sydney. And I said, guys, it's pretty smoky. And they were in all sorts of difficulty after that, because they've come from relatively good air, breathing away into the noticeably thicker and more hazardous air. I guess your advice is for people who would normally be fanatical, out and about running and exercising in these conditions, just give it a rest for a little while, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think, even if people are healthy, you wouldn't get me going out there breathing in that air and risking that particulate matter getting down into my precious air sacs that I'm going to live with for the rest of my life.
Stay indoors if possible. All right, appreciate the timely advice. Dr. Hancock, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
All righty, we'll get to your calls in a sec. We better take a quick break. 131873 is our number. It is the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well and stay well, live well and look fabulous while doing so. All our callers going to air today are in the draw for a $100 gift voucher, which we'll give away at the end of the show, to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. Give us a call, 131873. Back with the House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Marc Jacobs Daisy 100ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Are you ready for a quick education in beauty with BioGlan? Well, it's as simple as ABC. A is for Australian, B for bentonite, and C for clay. BioGlan's Australian bentonite clay is a versatile single-ingredient beauty powder that contains iron, magnesium, copper, silica, and can be used in multiple ways. When added to water, it can work as a face mask base, or even a relaxing mineral bath. And you can find it at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We love having your company right across the country. It's Ed Phillips here, joined by Sally Obermater and Gerald Quigley. And we're beaming into all the capitals, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, with deference to Canberra, the big one. And that is the one phone number, 131873. One show left for next week, and then we're done for 2019. Can you believe it, guys? We're into the silly season, etc. But we'll rejoin you reinvigorated in 2020. We have the one phone number, 131873, and we'll get to your calls right now. George is our first cab off the rank in Canley. Good morning to you, George.
Morning, George. How can we help you?
Hello, Mr. Quigley.
Yes, George.
I'm having a lot of pain in my right hip. Yes. I've had it for a while, but I've got to have an operation sometime soon.
Good.
And me prostate is very high. It's 29. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get the medicine. I believe there's a medicine. I contacted my chemist. There is a medicine, but you got to have a prescription. And my GP wouldn't give it to me. She said I have to see a specialist first.
I've got
an appointment with the specialist on Friday. But at the meantime, what can I do to ease the pain in me prostate? It's very bad. I get a lot of burning down below as well.
Okay.
I'm George, taking Ural. I take Ural.
Okay.
That helps a little bit, but not that great, but that does help a bit.
A couple of things, George. And look, Ural's fine, and that's going to help keep urine less acidic. There's also, too, because there's probably the risk of infection there, go and get some cranberry, George. That's very important. But in the meantime, drink plenty of water. when you write down your concerns before you see your specialist on Friday, so you've got the questions there, because sometimes you can get a little overwhelmed when you get in front of the doctor and it all becomes a bit of a rush. So take your time, write your questions down. What can you take for pain? Is that PSA rating a concern? How old are you, George?
Yeah, what was that?
How old are you?
I'm 91 last month.
Oh, fine. Well, happy birthday last month. Just a young bloke. But these sorts of things, it's all about risk and benefit of any medications you're given. So, George, don't hesitate to let us know how you get on, but just hang in there until Friday until you get a proper assessment of what the problem is.
Thank you, George, for your call. We wish you all the best there. Arlene, let's come to you in Point Cook this morning. Hello.
Hello, Arlene.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
How can we help?
I'm a school crossing in Melbourne.
Oh, lollipop lady.
Oh, we love
lady. Lollipop lady.
Fantastic.
On a very, very, very busy road.
Yes.
And since lately, I think it's going to the traffic or what, I can't understand. Mm-hmm. I find my nose pretty filled up with flakes.
Yes, and that's going to happen.
I clean my nose, which I never used to do.
Yes. Arlene, your nose is a very hard-working part of your body because it's filtering the air, as our Dr. Kerry said before. So carry with you a saline spray that's isotonic and that doesn't have a preservative. And every now and again, when the flow of kids is a little bit slower, use that to clean your nose out. And it's keeping it functioning correctly. The issue, certainly in Sydney, Arlene, is that this matter, which is being inhaled, and it also applies to diesel fumes, is so small it actually gets through your nose and is not trapped. Mm. Now, Sally's recipes will include cruciferous vegetables, things like cabbage and cauliflower. Now, those things are terrific for your lungs and terrific for your respiratory system. So, Sally, does she go to find some magnificent recipes using those things on a regular basis?
If you go to our website, Arlene, and you have a look at the recipe tab, you'll see there's lots there, and there's all kinds. There's, as we come into kind of summer, there's lots of salads that use those beautiful ingredients. And then if you want to keep it up as the months get colder, you'll find lots of cooked cabbage and different ways to eat it that are warmer. So we've got a whole variety there for you to choose from.
Amazing stuff. And Gerald, were you saying earlier on, we're talking about the particulates in the air and so on,
yes,
but a byproduct of the bitumen being driven over, it can kick up some of these as well in a similar concentration?
Uh-huh. Kerry mentioned PM2.5. It's 0.3% diameter of a human hair.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So now look at the size of a human hair.
Yeah.
And less than 1%, 0.3% of the diameter. That's the size of this particulate matter. And, yes, that's one of the issues with diesel fumes, petrol fumes, is that that's the particulate matter in there. So that, and when we talk environmental pollution, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. It is an issue. More cars on the road, more stopping and starting. So for our kids, we've got to get things like this under control somehow.
Yep.
And for those treasured folks like our lollipop people who are spending a lot of time on busy roads and controlling the flow of traffic, where there's concentrations of vehicles, etc., that can also be something we need to flag. All right, Arlene, we hope we helped there. Thank you so much for your call. Let's come to Sue now, who's in Neutral Bay. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi. I heard your call last week. I vaguely heard it as I was showering on tinnitus and ginkgo biloba. What was the extra bits with it?
The extra bits, Sue, are a couple of letters and some numbers. The extract specifically with the clinical evidence to help with tinnitus over 3 months, one a day, is EGB761. E for Ed, G for Gerald.
Yeah.
B for Betty, not Sally. B for Betty. 761. And that's the specific extract. So you've got to make sure that's on the label.
Excellent.
There we go. We're going to get Betty to come in and host next weekend. Just all tie in nicely.
Yes, then it would make it so much easier.
Thank you, Sue. We hope that helps you out. And does ginger have anything to do? Does that help? Or is that more of a balance thing with sort of vertigo and so on?
Yes, it is. So where tinnitus is noise, ringing, buzzing in the
within the ear.
Very common in the industry that you've been in all your life, Ed. And same with you, Sally, because you're wearing earphones all the time. And what it does is you live with it. And this, you would know, old radio blokes and ladies that, with respect, that constantly battle this noise that's with them 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And by with this extract of ginkgo, by helping the circulation up into your ear, in many instances, it reduces the intensity of the noise, but it's got to be that extract.
Fantastic. All right, we're into the kitchens before too long. Sally's going to dish up something incredible, nutritious and delicious, and we'll have more of your calls. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Marc Jacobs Daisy 100ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, this summer, protect your sensitive skin from sun damage with Avène Sunscreen SPF 50+, available at Chemist Warehouse. The Avène Sunscreen range is water-resistant, it's hypoallergenic, and offers high-level UVA and UVB broad-spectrum sun protection for sensitive skin. Always read the label, of course, and follow the directions for use. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Frequent reapplication is required. Wear protective clothing, too, when you're exposed to the sun. At Chemist Warehouse, the Avène Sunscreen range, the SPF 50+, starts from $23.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
All right, a quick update on my two sons' advent calendars. We're at December 8th. Still all chocolates remaining.
Who this are these children of which time, you speak?
This time last year, they were all gone.
Yes.
So we're making great progress. Thank you for your
You have to offer them it, though.
Yeah, you can't hide them and then say they don't eat them.
No. And you can't lock the little windows. Would be a great thing, I think.
It would be, yes.
Anyway, so we're going okay so far. But it gets me in mind of Christmas feasts coming our way and what you might have in store on the big Christmas table.
Well, I am going to do a black rice and mango salad. So at Christmas, I really like to have a couple of what I call monster salads. So they've got to be really filling. They need to be able to cater to a large group and they can't be limp lettuce because that's just boring, right? We don't
Nothing
want
worse.
That.
Nothing worse.
So today it's black rice and mango. So, and I like to use pantry staples. So things that are kind of easy to get that are not expensive, particularly I think at Christmas, you've got a lot happening. You've got a lot of people to feed. You've got done sort of your presents, that kind of stuff. So this is a packet of 90-second microwave black rice, which you can just get at the supermarket, and it's beautiful. It's got a real nutty flavor. I'm going to add to it a bunch of broccolini, which I'm going to steam and just chop up, a red capsicum, which I'll slice, some spring onions, also thinly sliced, and some kale. So that will give it the vegetables, so some green, some red in there. Then I'll get a big mango and I'll just slice it up into wedges. So that's your salad, and it's huge and it's really delicious. But where the real magic happens is in the dressing. So this one's kind of got a bit of a Thai flavor. So it's some coconut milk, some lime juice, a little bit of soya sauce, some ginger, and then for sweetness, a little bit of maple syrup. And it is so delicious because you've chopped up all that veg and all the rice. And so all the dressing gets coated in this beautiful kind of coconut, coconut soy ginger. It's delicious.
Well, we use the black rice more in Thai dishes as a desserty kind of
rice. That's right. Usually it's like sweet, but this is beautiful. And it's so easy. A microwave rice is so simple. It's so kind of affordable. And I think it needs to be fast. And this is a really fast salad to pull together. So that recipe is there for you.
On our website, houseofwellness.com.au, click on the recipe tab and follow that one through. Delish. Thank you, Sal. 131873 is our number. Therese is in Frankston. Hello to you, Therese. Coming to you with your query.
Good morning, Therese.
Oh, good morning, everyone. The doctor mentioned the filter masks for people who are visiting Sydney, wondered where I could purchase one, please.
You may have to Google it, Therese. It's called an N95 mask, and that only filters 95%, but it's pretty good. Or a P2, P for Peter, P2 number 2 mask. So if you Google that, with a bit of luck, and hopefully there'll be plenty of bats.
I've seen them at Bunnings, I would say.
Bunnings?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, Bunnings definitely has
And
them.
She stressed fit has to be quite tight,
yes,
too,
yeah.
For
yes.
that.
Yes. And Sally would go to Bunnings for a sausage. No?
Yes, yes, that's right. I was there for the sausage sizzle, that's true.
So there you go, Therese, and N95 and Bunnings. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pleasure. Shirley, we're coming to you in Sutherland. Hello.
Hi, Shirley.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Doctor, for taking my call.
Remember, doctor, I'm not a doctor, Shirley. I'm a pharmacist and a herbalist, so I'm not a medical doctor.
Well, to me, I think you're a doctor. You know a lot more.
And he's incredibly smart, too.
Thank you. Look, I have a very, very dry mouth. I've had it for the last 6 weeks.
Yes.
I get an aluminium taste in my mouth. It's terrible. I've got several things I've been using. I rinse my mouth every couple of two or three times a day with plaque, you know, the mouthwash.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I cannot get rid of this awful, awful taste, and it's horrible. Now, I have got dentures,
yes,
which I don't sleep with at night. I take the top ones out. I don't have the bottom one. Could you please help me with something that might be able to help me get rid of this awful taste in my mouth?
This metallic...
My doctor told me to chew gum. But that's
That's certainly a Band-Aid remedy, Shirley, but it doesn't address the underlying cause, of which there are many. So you've mentioned dental issues. It's probably worth having all of your oral health checked by your dentist. If you're taking medications that can cause this, if your sinuses, there's a very close link between taste and smell. So perhaps go off and, I've mentioned before, some saline that's isotonic, that doesn't have a preservative, and use that. And use Sally's recipes with plenty of spices. Mm. So you're overcoming the metallic taste with spice.
Mm.
And any of your favourites.
Yeah.
What are the milder, Sally? Where could we start?
I'd probably start with, it depends if you like sort of the sweeter kind of things. You could do sort of something with vanilla and cinnamon, which is quite nice. Or if you're looking for something stronger, then definitely the curries. The other thing I would suggest that I definitely found worked for me, because I did chemo, and you definitely get that same sort of taste in your mouth, was having quite cold fruits. So like if you have the oranges kind of chopped up and they're in the fridge, or passion fruit, there's something about the coldness that seems to help combat that a little bit.
Okay.
There we go, Shirley. Good some suggestion. Options. Let's hope that helps. Thank you so much for your call. Magda, you're next up from Whittlesea. Hello. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Hi, Magda.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Dr. Quigley, I just want to say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You often talk about turmeric.
Yes.
Couple of years, I was suffering aches and pains when I walked, when I got off the couch, when I got out of bed in the morning. For the last 6 months, I've been taking every day turmeric. But guess what? No more aches and pains.
Wow.
I can walk, I can get off the couch, I can get out of bed. No more aches and pains. Many thank you, because I listen to your program every Sunday morning, and it is marvelous, absolutely marvelous. I would say anybody should try it and regularly and see how they go.
That's
great. It's a good suggestion, Magda. And the wonderful part is, and isn't it good, Sally, and it makes us really pleased, a food-based herbal extract that's been around for thousands and thousands of years, and we're still rediscovering new ways.
Yeah,
it is marvelous. It is marvelous. It's the best thing I have taken.
Lovely to hear from you, Magda. It's filled our hearts with happiness. Thank you for your call. Faye, we can fit you in. Your turn next from Springwood. Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you. I suffer from restless leg syndrome, and I try to sort of make sure I do things right. I take magnesium every night with a Q10, but a friend was telling me about magnesium cream and flakes. Now, I'm wondering what your opinion on that is.
Look, magnesium cream's not a bad idea, Faye. You've got to remember, though, this isn't, restless legs is not a muscular issue. It's a neurological, a nerve issue. So you could always, and I see best results with RLS, and magnesium's not bad, but folic acid and iron. And it's been well shown if you restore the levels of those two minerals, things will improve. Now, that's not long-term.
Okay.
So just go to the pharmacy for some folic acid. Iron can constipate you best in granule form that you can either eat with a spoon or mix in water, and that tends to be far more gentle on your tummy. Those two things, with the magnesium cream, Faye, whatever it works, because restless legs can disturb your sleep no end.
And your partners, as you always stress too,
and
Gerald.
Partners and anyone else in the street, because you're up walking outside trying to...
Faye, good luck. John, let's come to you in Yarra Junction in Melbourne. Hello.
Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Good. My wife has recently come down with vertigo. It's a strange thing. It just happened overnight, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know what causes it and what is the best remedy for it.
Lots of causes, John. Inner ear infections, these things. And there's a lot. People go through stages, and it can be very debilitating because it's, as you said, so spontaneous. I mentioned before Dr. Sue about tinnitus, and the same extract of ginkgo biloba is also useful in vertigo. The specific details, John, is EGB, E for Ed, G for Gerald, B for Betty, 761 is the extract. And once per day, worth trying for a couple of months, and let's hope it comes under control.
And something that might respond quite quickly, do you think?
Three months, Ed, look, it depends. And look, vertigo comes and goes. Some people get over it in days. Others have to live with it. So, John, best wishes. Hope it settles well.
Thank you for your call. We're here to help with our experts. We're just about done with all our callers, but we spin the alphabet wheel and the A to Z of vitamins next, and we'll be featuring energy production. What might help with that? That's our next topic here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Marc Jacobs Daisy 100ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
I love the alphabet. You know what you're going to get? 26 letters we've got on a big wheel here, and we spin it at the House of Wellness every Sunday morning. It's landing on, I'm going to say, E for energy today.
Yeah, or Q for coenzyme Q10. So you were close, Ed. You were close. Look, we've often talked about, and I've spoken with callers about, the energy production that CoQ10 offers. And once we've passed 20 years of age, our levels of CoQ10 drop away.
Really?
We can't get sufficient sources in food without eating mountains of stuff. So CoQ10 is in the news often because it plays a superb role in offsetting the fatigue of those who have to take a statin medication for their cholesterol management. And fatigue and muscle pain are a very common side effect of the use of statin medications. And up to 25%, it's been estimated, of people taking statins have these symptoms. And the sad bit is, many people, if they've had a cardiovascular event, they need to take a statin. But 60%, over half of people who have these symptoms and are taking statins, they stop taking them, which sometimes makes the doctor a little unhappy.
Okay.
So if we can offset these fatigue, muscle aches and pains, particularly in the legs, with CoQ10, it's a very important consideration. And really, the pharmacist should be explaining this when you get the statin medication dispensed.
Now, we often talk about a range of supplements we can take across the day. This is a good one for anyone who's in perfect health or indeed on some sort of vitamins or a medication.
And it's not a stimulant, Ed and Sally. It's designed just to help that Krebs cycle. Think back to school biology.
Oh, yes.
I know it was a long time ago,
Ed,
but think about Krebs cycle. It helps that whole cycle of energy production within every single cell in your body. Every mitochondria is involved here. And as I mentioned before, we can't get it from food. We just cannot get anywhere near sufficient levels from our food. So this is a way, not magic, it's just addressing the whole thing.
Energy boosting, well, that's a big tick for us. And the A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Microgenics, who make a fabulous CoQ10, by the way. Microgenics, delivering you macro benefits, available exclusively at Chemist Warehouse. All right, we're done for the day, guys. We had a selection of amazing callers.
Terrific callers,
Where
yes.
shall we send the $100 gift voucher?
There are two winners today. The first winner is my mother-in-law, Joan, who's 96 today. Happy birthday, Joan.
Oh, happy birthday.
Lives independently, an amazing woman. So, Joan, catch up with you soon. And Shirley, you are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher with your dry mouth and metallic taste issues. Very common. Thank you for your call.
All righty. Don't forget to head to our website too. We have our podcast there, the TV segments as well you can catch up on, and Sal's recipes, houseofwellness.com.au. We'll see you next Sunday for our last show,
Sal. See you
next
Sunday, guys.
You too, Gerald.
Thank you, Ed. Bye, Sally. Have a wonderful week. Look forward to seeing you next week.
And enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Another edition of House of Wellness coming your way then.